Hold me close and hold me fast. This magic spell you cast. This is Lovey and Rose.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome in. I thought really long and hard about the best way to spin today, because it's kind of our first sort of official Valentine's. Did I ever ask you to be my Valentine? I kind of thought it was on automatic. Should I ask? Okay, I can. Okay. Will you be my Valentine? You will? Good. Okay, yay! You know, I knew you would say yes, but, you know, I'm a very nervous person, so part of me was like, oh no, they found somebody else, and they want little old me for Valentine's. But no, you like me, and I just need to remember that you like me, and that I like you, and that we have fun liking each other. Anyway, happy Valentine's, I am super excited. I thought about getting you a box of chocolates for Valentine's, but that seemed really cliche, and I also wasn't sure if you were one of those people who, like, eats a couple of the chocolates and then lets all of the less than optimal ones get really ashy and dusty. You know, that weird chocolate haze that it gets if you let it sit around too long? So I thought, no, who needs the extra sugar? Instead, we'll do something else. So unless you wanted chocolate, we could go out and find some chocolate if you wanted. Although it might all be sold out. This is not a large town, unless it is. anyway, I can't let my rambling rule the day. Anyway, it's been a while since we messed with the science fiction section. But recently, while you've been out, I've been kind of exploring. And I think I found the perfect place to spend Valentine's Day if you would like to come with me for a little while. You would? Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I'm going to take you to one of the bookstore's towers. Yes, I know, it's a two-story building with like my apartment on the top floor, but you know, it's the bookstore. So yes, it's got towers. One of them goes really, really, really far up. I'm not quite sure, like, how far? But, like, really, really far. So I thought, okay, I will get my steps in, and I will climb this tower. And I found something up there, and I thought, for Valentine's, I would show my discovery to you. Okay? Wonderful. I have packed us a travel bag. It's got water bottles, sandwiches, apples, and a small picnic besides. We're going to need the water. It is a bit of a trek, and it's all upstairs. I would look into getting an elevator installed, but I'm not sure that contractors can work on a magical building. In any case, follow me this direction. Okay, there we go. See? After you get your second wind, it's not so bad. Just a very, very large amount of stairs. Well, while we're walking, I guess I can tell you a bit about this section of the bookstore. Somewhere between, a Philip K. Dick and an Ursula K. Le Guin sort of area of the bookstore. Like, it's near science fiction, but it's also kind of close to fantasy. I kind of try to keep the soy fantasy books sort of separated and quarantined from the hard sci-fi books, so that people who kind of want to dip their toe into science fiction before getting into something with, like, you know, math and, like, equation tables, they can kind of, get their feet wet in it. Like, you don't exactly jump from Star Wars to, like, The Martian. Well, some people do, I suppose, but I like to keep those two sort of things easy to find, because I find they're almost two different fandoms in particular. But this is a tower that is smack dab in the middle, between sci-fi and fantasy, while still technically being in the sci-fi section. So I thought there would be something interesting up here, and lo and behold, I was right. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, we should get to some windows soon. Oh, yes, up ahead! See? Look outside. Stars. Oh, so many stars. I know, it's daytime outside, but nighttime in here. Or maybe we're so high it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem like we've been walking for that long in the scheme of things, but... if you look down, I'm not sure Earth is still there. Sorry, that might have been a disconcerting way to phrase that, but, this is a really cool area, and I just like it. Let's keep climbing, shall we? Do you have a favourite science fiction story? I'm rather a fan of Larklight by Philip Reeve. It kind of goes back to that thing I said about science fiction and sci fantasy almost being different genres. Because I think Larklight is definitely more in the sci fantasy category. I've got a big, big weakness for flying ships, and that's something that's very, very kind of cool to Larklight by Philip Reeve. There's these great Aether ships that fly through space through a process called chemical wedding. And Larklight is a flying house station out near the moon, where we meet our protagonists. I remember really liking those books when I was a smaller skunk. It's always great to kind of find a bit of science fiction you enjoy, because I find sci-fi in particular has so much variance. Every genre really does, but science is real and fiction is fiction. So when you mix the two, there's so many different ways you can do that. You can have flying ships or space stations where if someone does the math wrong, it all gets sucked out in the airhole. Just in general, it's such an interesting genre and one that I wish I interfaced with more. Because if I'm honest, and you probably could have guessed this, I'm a bit more of a fantasy person. Recently, I've been reading Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss, and that's been quite a delight. It took me a while to get into it, but I enjoyed it. A lot. Oh, it's top of the stairs. Cool. I came faster this time. I swear, without you by my side, it seemed like this took ages last time. Here we are. Welcome to one of the bookstore's towers. I'm not sure where we are or, well, when we are. But it's not really a tower. It's more of a, let me show you. Okay, come over here. See, there's this lever here, and if you press it... the entire wall comes away, and you can see a billion, billion stars. Oh, isn't that pretty? Sorry, I fancied myself an amateur astronomist when I was a tot. And, for starters, I looked out through this viewpoint, and I quickly realised that none of these constellations are any of the ones that we have near Earth. There's really no telling where we are in the universe, but it's quite possible that no one has seen these stars. For hundreds of years, this place was covered in a fine layer of dust when I got here. I kind of swept and tidied just because, I was a little anxious, and I tend to tidy when I'm anxious. It's not the last habit, but you know. I just had to show you, because I thought that... One of the reasons I like you is that you're a person who appreciates the fantastical, without fear, without trepidation, because my life is a bit fantastical, and it's even more fantastical with you here. On to the Valentine's sort of celebrations. Like I said, none of these constellations are present on Earth. Of course, that means there aren't any constellations, because constellations are the invention of conscious beings. And I'm a conscious being, and you're a conscious being, and I brought this empty star map. So, my Valentine, do you want to name some constellations? You do? Oh, wonderful. I was kind of afraid that this whole thing would be a little boring. But no? Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. I did one or two to kind of get us started. If you don't mind. I found one that looks like a small dog. There's a lack of puppies in constellations back home. We could call it Fido Major. Though, tell me, what do you see? Oh, what? A crown? Where? Oh, over there, near the one that looks kind of reddy purple. You know, it does kind of look like a crown. Oh, well, you found the constellation, and I've got my pencil. What do you want to name it? The Story King Stars! Ow! Oh, I love that! That's fantastic. Oh, and that one over there looks kind of like a rabbit. Although, everything kind of looks like a rabbit from afar, like really long ears and a big circle. Still, there's no rabbits in our constellations either, at least not to my knowledge. So how about, the Rabbit of the Quasar? No, that's dumb. Oh, you like it? Okay, I'll jot it down then. Oh, you see another one? What do you see this time? No. A skunk? No. Don't be silly. Don't be silly. No one wants to look up into the sky and see that. What? Oh. Hush. Hush my mouth. Well, you're right. I shouldn't self-deprecate like that, but... You know, if we introduce a bunch of people to these constellations at some point, I can't imagine when we would do that, but, you know, if people ever ask about it and they see that there's a skunk in the constellations, they'll probably give it some terrible name, and they'll tell people to avoid it, and... Or maybe, in this sci fantasy story, it doesn't matter, and that people won't judge the constellation on sight. Well, I suppose I hadn't thought about it that way, exactly. We could put a skunk down if you wanted. You're right, it does kind of look like a skunk. It's kind of got a nebulae, kind of going up the back of it like a stripe. Oh, okay, I see it now. Okay, I was kind of shy and not on board with this before, but I am now, very, very, very on board for this. What do you want to name it? Oh, you want to name it after me? Oh, well, we could call it Oreo, or we could use my real name. What the? It's a man. Or a figure, rather. What are they made of? Brass? Tin? They're fused into the wall. Seems like they came out of it from some strange mechanism. Clerk Protocol. Clerk Protocol. Did you say Clerk Protocol? What was that? Oh, I'm sorry. The bookstore. I think this automaton. I think this automaton knows another clerk of the bookstore, like Edgar from Halloween. Oh, this is strange. Pardon, my good machine. Well, I am clerk of the bookstore, but I'm not this Harlan person you speak of. Me? I'm not master of anything, I assure you.
No,
stop that. Never mind. Can you answer my questions?
Our reserves are limited. For processing power available for 5 questions.
5? But that's not nearly enough. I don't even know what your name is.
Teacher, 4 questions.
What?
Teacher, 3 questions.
What? Oh, thank you for stopping me. Thank you. I'm such a responsive person. I've wasted our questions. No, okay, got to think importantly here. Okay. Well, I think this is important to know. What year was this Harlan person, Clack?
The 4034th year of the Cascade Emperor's reign.
Oh, that's a lot of information to kind of take in. Okay, future Clack, then. I did notice that bit. What was the last record you have of Harlan?
500 years before current date. Harlan interfaced with the Hall of Swords. Records indicate he returned to the universe shortly thereafterwards. Records of his existence terminate after his interaction.
That's calming. Final question. We found this in the science fiction section a few months ago. The technology seems futuristic. I haven't been able to get it to operate, but it seems to be a journal of some sort. Can you...
The Journal of Harlan Shelley,
Clerk of the Cascade Emperor's Database.
Oh my gosh! It worked! What? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Is there any way to recharge you, or get you a new battery, or?
Sir, engine repair. Likelihood of screen reactivation 17%.
Star engine. That's a bit above my a bit above my pay grade. I can't do anything for you. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry anyway.
Gicho?
Gicho, tell them what? Gicho? They've shut down. I'm really sorry all of our holiday outings tend to go this way. Though, I hope you still enjoyed the stargazing. Oh, I'm glad. We'll listen to Harlan's journal tomorrow. You deserve a nice, calm, peaceful day. I think there's a star that makes up that sky skunk's nose. Why don't we make a wish on it? Together. I know a poem. It's one of my favourites for wishing on stars. It's by Dorothy Parker, and I'd like to wish with you. Star that gives a gracious dole, what am I to choose? Oh, will it be a shriven soul or little buckled shoes? Shall I wish a wedding ring, bright and thin and round? Or shall I plead you, send me covering a newly spaded mound? Gentle beam, shall I implore gold or sailing ships? Or beg I hate forevermore a pair of lying lips? Swing low or high away, burn you bright or dim. My only wish I dare not say, lest you should grant me them. It's a little maudlin here and there, but I think all good poems are. Anyway, do you want to have that picnic beneath the stars? Go back to the bookstore and relax. You do. I do too. Good night, Gicho. We would share our picnic if we could, but it's only for Valentine's, and this is mine. Happy Valentine's Day, you wonderful star.